Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The NFL draft, the big night last night.
Yes.
And the big story is not the number one draft. Let me bring it up here, the draft results for the NFL. And we will discuss.
Mike, it's thrilling television. I just want to go on record as saying that.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's
lots
been around
of fun.
For a long time. Who's that guy that we used to interview
was
all
the
time?
Was it Mel Kiper Jr.?
Mel Kiper Jr. There you go.
He's electric. Very
you know,
exciting.
I'll go right
man.
To the source. I'll go to NFL.com. All right.
Very good.
Round one is in the books. And the guy that I'm paying a lot of attention to is a gentleman by the name of Laremy Tunsil.
Yes.
Laremy Tunsil is an offensive tackle, and unfortunately, shortly before the draft, there was a picture of Laremy Tunsil with a giant gas mask on his face filled with marijuana.
Mike, if you dig deep enough on the internet, I'm told some people have even seen video of it.
Yes, well, I've seen the video.
The video is thrilling, isn't it? And that is really a guy that takes marijuana seriously when you're
right.
constructing apparatuses or apparati that involve a trip to the the surplus store.
Yeah, because not even Home Depot.
Right.
Let me share this story because this kid's from Ole Miss. I guess that's where he played his football and was quite a standout and actually was set to go very high in the draft until the video of the mask of the marijuana being sucked in through the gas mask and him looking extremely high when he took it off, that went viral. Let me get the story here. Apparently, the media insider for the NFL said that his account was hacked.
Yes.
Minutes prior to the draft's kickoff, an unauthorized video showed Tunsil wearing a gas mask and smoking through a bong.
Now, this surprises me that he would be hacked because someone who is a marijuana enthusiast normally has better attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
I think his password could have been, it might have actually involved the word password. And maybe 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Rob, as we go on with this story, just for the purposes of thinking all the way to the end of this little opening vignette,
yes.
could you perhaps find something festive from the Miami Sound Machine?
Yes, of course.
I would like that. That would be very nice.
Okay.
So anyway, this was literally minutes before the draft's kickoff. The video shows Tunsil wearing a gas mask and smoking pot through a bong, and it was posted on his Twitter account. Forced to make a decision on the fly, multiple teams removed Tunsil from their draft boards. And by the way, it was that combined with the fact that maybe it was because I saw the pot smoking video, but then
right.
when he wears the Dumb and Dumber tuxedo to the NFL draft, it's just kind of a. And I look, I know the guy likes his gold chain,
sure.
but wearing the gold chain on the outside when you look like Larry Flint,
yes,
and you're going to your NFL draft. I mean, you're probably going to make a few NFL teams take just a little half step backwards.
Yeah, they're going to think better of it because maybe your priorities are misplaced.
Right, and let me see who went number one. It was a quarterback. I forgot what his name.
Yeah, the Rams.
I don't pay attention
him.
To the draft.
I actually have the pick if you're interested. Number one was Jared Goff
with the first pick in the 2016 NFL draft. The Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, any relation to Angie Goff?
I believe not.
Or is it Jared Goff?
Goff.
And he got up there with like black eyeshadow and black painted fingernails.
Hello.
This is, I'm pandering to my, there's not an athlete in the room.
No.
And I'm pandering to this right now. This is mocking of athletes right now. And I was up till almost midnight watching hockey last night. So I love sports, but let me just say, this is a funny story just because you looked at this guy and, you know, my God, that yeah. they're smoking pot and they're smoking. Well, let's go to our pot expert.
We actually have an adult expert in studio with us, Adrian. Yeah. When someone goes to, I mean, and I've, you know, I went to VCU, so I've seen the gamut. I've seen it smoked in cans. I've seen right. someone say, I can make a bong out of an apple. So, I mean, I've seen it all. What, this apparatus, are you familiar with it? The gas mask apparatus?
Yes. It's not my favorite, though.
There you go. There's a pot answer. Yes, yes. I'm going back to my car now.
Yes. Do you have any Lorna Doone cookies? It's not your favorite. What are the pros and cons of the gas mask bong?
Pros, you do definitely get really baked. Cons, the biggest one is if you don't close your eyes do burn from the smoke inside the gas mask.
Oh, mm. So you would actually end up with red eyes? Like
yes.
now?
Sort of. Different kind.
And, of course, today's modern pothead wouldn't figure that out until they were sucking the smoke in through the gas mask.
I don't know why my eyes hurt so bad.
So they say the 2016 NFL draft will be remembered as the year of the slide, and then they go into the guys that slid down.
Sure.
They plummeted, but they had knee injuries. So we're talking about Miles Jack and Jalen Smith. You know those two guys,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
Those two prospects?
They had the knee injuries, and that hurt their prospects, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, he was expected to be a top 12 pick at one point during the draft, but Shaq Lawson. You know Shaq, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes. Shaq
By the way,
Lawson.
There are passionate college football fans and NFL fans right now that are calling me an ass.
Well,
they're screaming at their
iPhones. Yes, right. Shaq Lawson. Oh, man. You know what? I really see good things for Shaq Lawson.
Well, mm-hmm. Here's the good news for Jimmy Cerrito. Shaq Lawson fell down to the Bills at number 19. By the way, the Bills who managed to, you know, try to suck ass in one way or another, you know, I know they didn't have a horrible season last year. But, you know, why are they picking number 19?
And
you know, how about a little better trip? Let's get the Bills some help, for God's sake.
Haven't the okay? Bills been serving up disappointment for about 30 years? I mean, even when they made it to the big dance, they still managed to make it a little disappointing.
Right. So the consensus number one pick in mock drafts prior to the Titans-Rams.
How was your mock draft?
It was wonderful. Laramie Tunsil was the consensus number one pick.
Yes.
So that's why this is such a big story, because he fell to number eight, and that cost him millions of dollars.
Sure.
So when you're a number one, that's the, you know, that's the Mac Daddy. You mm-hmm. get the big money, and when you put the gas mask of pot on your face.
The GMOP?
Yeah. By the way, Adrian, let me ask this. In today's modern college campuses, you know, I've got two daughters college age, and they talk to me about their experiences. There's a lot of beer, a lot of partying, a lot of, you know, I don't hear a lot of the drug stories, maybe because they're terrified of me, but they know I hate drugs. But how is the Mary Jane going on campuses right now? Is it as popular as ever?
It's super popular, but at
colleges... By the way, let me give you a little broadcast 101.
Yeah.
When I ask the question, the beat of 5 seconds between question and answer is very, very tedious during a broadcast.
Well,
so
what he's
like,
doing,
Rob,
like,
I'll give
he's...
you an example.
Okay,
I'm Adrian, you ask me a question.
Right? You know, pot has been a staple among the college students since the 60s. How popular is it now?
Well, I find that the... Is it popular, Adrian, or not?
It's really popular, but the more popular drug is the Adderall, or the anything that keeps you up awake or helps you study for finals.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Prescription
stuff. I've heard of that. Mm. You know what? And that's more dangerous, right?
Haven't
doctors mm-hmm. said that's more dangerous? I don't know if Laramie Tunsil was planning on staying up late for the draft and took Adderall. I'm not sure. And what is Adderall? Obviously, is a stimulant. Is that what it is?
Methylbenedate.
Oh, no. Let's throw it to our other expert. This will go well.
We heard a voice from the peanut gallery.
Yeah. Can you explain it, Elvis? What is it now?
It's methylphenidate.
Methylphenidate.
Oh, sure. What is methylphenidate?
It's speed, pretty much.
Really? So it is a stimulant.
Yeah.
Then.
But is it not prescribed in its proper use? It's prescribed for people with attention deficit disorder?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been the recipient of this methylphenidate?
I took it this morning.
Hey!
You took Adderall this morning?
I can
Ritalin.
Tell.
Yeah.
You took Ritalin?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I have
I swear to God.
A finely oiled machine, Mike. That's our show.
By the way, incredible recovery for Mac from that trip up to Baltimore where he strapped the candy bars to his chest by the police yesterday.
It took me a while to recognize
him. Where the teddy bear outfit and got shot by the police. Oh, and by the way, who's that reporter that lives down in Washington, D.C. that does all the transportation reports for NBC?
Adam Tuss?
No, no, the guy that
works national guy.
The national guy that does he's always at National Airport,
mm-hmm.
and it's not Jeff Rossen, it's not Kerry Sanders,
oh, God,
it's their transportation guy. You watch the Today Show every day, and you're 10 years younger than I am. Come on now.
Don't yell at me. That hurts my feelings. It's is it Tom?
Not Curine.
No. Watermelon Skies and beautiful.
National Transportation Reporter for NBC.
Finding you it right it. Now. Why?
Because,
did he...
I'll give you just journalism 101 that was a little concern for me this morning when I was watching this. There's a guy up in Baltimore, Maryland, who walked into Channel 45, which is an independent television station up there in Baltimore. Don't do shtick, just find the name.
It's Tom Costello.
Tom Costello
did
a report.
I laughed because it's Channel 45. It's barely a station.
Walks into the studio, is wearing some sort of plushy animal suit.
Most people have resolved it as a hedgehog costume. I've heard it referred to anything from a hedgehog costume to the less specific animal onesie. I've heard that.
So Ron Jeremy walks into Channel 45. And he's wearing this costume, and he appears to have explosives strapped to his body.
Exactly.
He went in and made some demands about playing a flash drive and having it played on the air because it had important things he wanted to share. Then he leaves the television station. By this time, the SWAT team has arrived.
Yes.
He walks out of Channel 45. They tell him to get on the ground. He doesn't listen. They shoot the guy. He's in serious but stable condition.
Yes.
Now, do you hear that last part where I said he's in serious but stable? Tom Costello.
Yes.
It just would seem to me that I realize that we're all just going for the sensational.
Sure.
But in a report that has a beginning, middle, and end, and you talk about the police shooting someone.
Yeah, three times.
Might be a real, real good idea that during that entire report, you mention whether the guy's alive or dead. I went back and TiVo'd, and I went back over the video again, and he never mentioned it.
Well, Mike,
they mentioned that he's crazy, that his father, they get the clip of everything sensational they want, and then you don't know whether the guy was shot to death. And I'll tell you something. When the little bomb robot is dragging the body away from, and they're checking it for explosives, he sure looked dead.
He did.
And I said, Carla, we don't know whether this guy, Tom Costello, going 5 minutes down the road, I think he's got a condo at the airport. Because that's where all his reports are.
He lives in a locker, Mike.
But it's Baltimore, and he goes up the street, and
sure. You
didn't know whether the guy was alive or dead. And now I'm happy to report that the crazy man is in a serious but stable condition.
And so, he was able to get the message out ultimately that the world is ending, I think, sometime in June.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us time to get our affairs in order, and we'll be okay with that.
Tom, how you doing, Mac?
I'm doing good. Very good.
Let me, because I've got a larger camera on me, and I will now do your talking, and I'm looking at Mac, and he's going like this.
Oh, he's powering down.
He's kind of picking at his fingers. And
do you have a device or anything that you're doing? Or you just got your face down?
I'm looking at the hedgehog guy.
Okay. Why don't you close your computer?
I will do that.
No, we don't need ADD in this studio. Thank you. All the way. All the way. Shut it.
Shut it.
You're not allowed to look at it for the rest of the show.
Unless he's called upon.
Unless you're called upon to do some research for the show. The only man that's allowed to have a computer open during the show is the large man in front of you and the man to your immediate left. That man is recording this show and doing all sorts of busy work.
He is recording.
What about the other one? I can't see Adrian. Does he have a computer?
He does
device?
Not. He's directing our live stream.
Because he's a pothead.
Exactly.
Doesn't have anything open. So the bottom line is this
bottom line.
Laramie tonsillitis. He slid past Tennessee at number 8, and he did find a home in the NFL.
Yes.
It was not a big deal that he didn't go number 1, because you would think a guy that enjoys his marijuana, enjoys his drugs that much, would be happy. And I am here to report that he is going to be playing for your Miami Dolphins, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that
there
thong.
It is.
I know you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body,
way to
baby.
Go,
do that thong. I know you can't control yourself
You know what?
Any
you just get the impression. Yeah, he smoked a little pot. Come on down here to South Florida.
Sure.
Nobody gives a rat's ass down here. Enjoy yourself.
So what if it costs you $60 million over the course of your career? The dollar goes further in the Sunshine State, does it not?
It just cracks me up to see the guy with his Dumb and Dumber tuxedo jacket, his gold chain, his Rob Spiewak bow tie, and his Miami Dolphins hat.
That's
congratulations,
right.
Laramie. I hope you've learned a valuable lesson about making money in the NFL.
Say there hello to your good lady.
Right. The Miami Dolphins going for character over talent this year. Yeah, should be fantastic. And any chance to play the Miami Sound Machine?
You're a big fan.
Why do I think I had a chance to see them? Oh, I know.
Oh, I thought the story was going to go much in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to bed Gloria Estefan.
Twitch had told me they were having some sort of reception where they were going to be there for the Ringling people. And that was shortly before Twitch took another career path change.
He's traveling a lot.
Yeah, he's at the Alamo. Twitch, we love you.
We do.
Stay safe in Texas, buddy. I hope everything's all right. Start the show, Rob. We're ready to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I was doing 80,000 seats a week. 80,000 seats. When you reach that level of success, you know, it's hard to stay there. So when it got a little tough, I grabbed my girlfriend Carmen and my sons, and we moved to Vegas to make things a little easier. But the shows, well, you know, that's not really happening right now, you know what I mean? So my only real source of income has been coming from gambling. Long story short, I need new windows. And I just don't have money to pay for them.
So you're saying you don't want to pay for the windows?
Saying I can't pay for the windows. Because honestly, when you came through this door, I sort of felt like a friendship brewing between us. Like immediately, just the way we said hello and I gave you that little hug.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my friend here will vouch for me on that, right, Shake?
What he's trying to say is that sometimes people come here with celebrity prices on things like windows. And what I'm saying, you know, is that it doesn't have to be that way.
Let's put all that aside, okay? Let's just get real for a minute, okay? Let's pretend I'm not Andrew Dice Clay.
Who?
Andrew Dice Clay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Take Andrew Dice Clay out, plug in Mike O'Mara. That'd be a conversation I've had in my living room before. Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio program, and it's got the greatest listeners on the planet. We're a podcast, too.
Sure.
And our listeners get it. If you're here, you do, too. You can call us anytime. Well, maybe you can. Here's a little test.
Sure.
Here's a little preparation test.
Yeah.
As far as the phones are concerned, I know that Oscar runs the phones when he's here.
Pony's
able capability.
Able to do that. Absolutely.
So you're ready to take phone calls, Pony?
Yes.
Sure are.
All I have to do is hand him the keyboard.
No, he wasn't.
No, I've got it. I have it right here on my computer.
Oh, he can do it on his computer as well. I did not know that.
I can do anything I want.
All right, let's take a phone call right now.
All right.
All right. You're going to get dial tone.
Still, I mean, you don't have it set up, right?
No, it's ready to go. We don't have a caller.
No. You weren't set up to take it. I see you typing right now. I'm just doing a little test. All right,
now you did.
But at all times, we should be ready to take phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Don't everybody go into panic mode. Come on now. We weren't ready to do it, right?
Well, we could have been ready-er.
F you. I swear to God. Anyway, today our show is brought to you by Vistaprint.
Oh, I love it.
My God. It's tough enough, boys. Vistaprint is the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it. Vistaprint does it right, but I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. And Rob's got one. Is that a business card or a flyer?
What a guy did. Actually, what a guy did is he printed a business card, but instead of sending it in the mail, he saved 44 cents and he emailed it to me. So this is actually a scan of his business card.
Nope.
It doesn't work? Okay, but I do have a genuine one.
Absolutely not.
I have a genuine one as well.
By the way, mention the name so he knows who he is, that you don't get your business.
All right.
When I ask you to send in the physical card and you lazy, you send it via... There seems to be a theme early on in the show right now. You don't email it, and you were going to give that to him. No, not fair. That's not the way it works.
You blew it, Jeff.
You blew it, Jeff.
Really, you want to give his last name?
Yes.
Jeff Norris.
Jeff Norris. Is he a mobber? Is that why? Or what? What's the deal?
No, I don't know him from anybody.
All right, Jeff Morris. No, you send Rob the card to get it on the show. That's the way it works.
Here's the guy who did it right, because he also did flyers and a banner. And this guy is named Carl Schwartz. He is with the George Washington chapter of a Paddlefish and Heel, Heroes on the Water. They help veterans get out and do boating and fishing.
I've
and
seen
stuff
that.
On water.
I saw that when I was up in D.C. They go up on the Potomac and they take care of the wounded vets and let them go. Oh, that's an amazing. Give that another
that's
plug.
Great.
That's an amazing organization.
The George Washington chapter of Heroes on the Water. And it's Carl Schwartz. He is the chapter coordinator. Good guy. I've talked
Carl,
to this guy
thank
before.
You. And congratulations on the good work you do. Carl got his card, $9.99, when you enter the promo code TMOS, and you get 500 business cards. That's 500 cards for under 10 bucks. We've all used it, and you'll love it. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Now, what I was doing there was just a test, you know, a little test to see if we're all ready to go. You know, want to make sure that there's redundancy, you know,
sure.
every day, and we're not real good at that yet. We're really not good at that. We kind of let things slide when one of our cogs is missing, and I want to make sure that everybody's chop, chop, chop on the case.
We've got
today.
A call right now.
Let's go.
Let's
take a call.
All right,
we didn't do any Wednesday, and I apologize for that. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, Mike. This is Chucko the Clown in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, I don't like the way clown. This sounds from the front of it.
Now, see, you don't like the way it sounds. I'm intrigued immediately from the...
a Bakersfield clown, Mike, really?
The boozy, smoky sound of the voice indicates that maybe I might be amused by this
call. You see, Friday morning, not a big time for a kid's birthday party, so this guy's got lots of time on his
hands. Well, also super early out in Bakersfield.
That's
true. Are you ending your day, Chuckles or Chucko,
Chucko,
or are you beginning your day, Chucko?
Well, Mike, actually today I'm going to be doing a school, so I guess you could say I'm beginning my day in a couple of hours here.
Can I ask a question, Chucko
clown?
When you say you're doing a school, that answer makes me a little uncomfortable. So I'm kind of curious. What do you mean? Are you going to be entertaining at a school?
Yeah, Mike, I want to clarify some things. Some erroneous guy called into this show and said that I was on drugs. That is not true.
Okay.
And I just wanted to do a small PSA for you. There are a number of reasons why you may have...
Yeah, Chucko, if I can interrupt for just a second, Chucko, hold on a second. Pony,
Stop it.
If he's going to talk when I'm talking. Pony, just have your finger on the button, okay?
Okay, over here. Okay, I'll shut up, Mike.
Hold on just a second. When Chucko, if you see that pony, that means... Bye-bye to Chucko.
Right.
Chucko, what type of, before we allow you to do your PSA on this program.
Well, allow me to actually amend that. Before we determine if we're going to allow you to do your PSA, Mike.
Yes. Could you give us just the subject matter of the public service announcement?
Well, it has something to do with what a clown does in front of kids. And
okay, that's it. Thank you very much. All right. Bye, Chucko. Bye. You're out of there. That was our first
call. You know.
At 888-920-MORE.
Good to know that my...
920-6673.
Good to know my gut was right on that one.
Yes.
I did have one follow-up question, and if you want to, Chucko, email me. What's your...
No, we hung up. Did you...
Yeah, but he's still listening.
This?
He's still listening.
Okay, but well, you're asking a follow-up, but
yeah,
I mean,
I just
gone.
Want to know what this creep's closer is. How does he really finish up his act at the school?
I'm not sure we're going to ever find that out.
No,
because you see, you were uncomfortable, then I became uncomfortable, and then he's gone.
Clowns are best when they're 3,500 miles away.
Yes, and I'm not sure You know, let's be honest. I don't know whether Chucko was even a real clown. That's the way.
And what's really what's the barometer?
Well, the fact that we taped the show at right now approximately 9:24 Eastern time, which would make it 5:24 6:24
Mm-hmm.
You know, well. You know, if you were doing a little elementary school, but he didn't sound like a legitimate kid's
no,
client,
it takes
he?
A long time to apply the grease paint. Lots of white.
It's a lot of fun. So, Pony, good job with that. I appreciate that. And the phone lines are always open on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'd love to hear from you. I watch the Today Show, and I rail against the Today Show.
Yeah.
And it's a habit that I wish I could break.
I thought you were going over to CBS. I thought you had made sort of a clean break.
I can't do it. I you know, I guess the habit is so ingrained in me right now.
Yeah.
And the first 15 minutes are so ingrained in me. And I know all their tricks. I truly believe the bottom of my heart that that the media is responsible for a lot of the crap that has happened in this country, and I'm not sure if it's ever going to be fixed. You know, we're creatures of corporate radio, so we've seen
right.
it.
We've seen it happen
on the radio level, and then you just look at it, and you know they're being motivated by the, you know, especially television stations. It started, you know, many decades ago when the fear mongering would be, you know, that iced tea you're drinking could kill you.
Right.
That type of journalism is what they do. That's
sensationalism.
What they're all about.
And,
yeah.
And under that it's money, because the sensationalistic brings the, you know, the viewer, and that's going to translate to money. But I think also they're getting away from the fact that a quality broadcast can also bring a viewer, which also brings money. But sensationalism is easy.
Well,
that's
I think that we have it, look, it is either our culture has allow this to happen, or media has contributed to our culture becoming like this.
It's, right.
You know, you don't, and it might be a little combination of both. The fact is that it's much more fluff. It's much more mindless drivel that you see.
Right.
And it's not hard news. And the fact is, I've been along for the entire ride, and it frustrates me sometimes. So, but I'm in that habit.
Sure.
It's up in the morning, taking a look at it. It gives me that 15 minute. By the way, CBS offers a better 90 seconds of updates where you're up to date on every little thing. And because I work in the pop culture world, the sensationalized stories, the viral videos, the you know, the prints, it's what I do. So the Today Show kind of skews more towards what I think my listeners are going to want to pay attention to.
It's a nice compliment, yeah.
But at the same time, I would love it to be a little more substantive, especially when it comes to picking our fearless leader. You know, when it comes to the world of politics, you know, you could make a case. I forgot what it was, 80% of, you know, more than 80% of airtime is given to Donald Trump right now, which is just this astronomical significant lead in media coverage that he gets. And I remember cutting my teeth in broadcasting where if you talked about one candidate, you had to give the other candidate equal time.
Equal
that seems
time.
To be
but,
out the window and gone away.
But the thing is, with the Today Show, they've got sort of a storied history with Trump. And I always love to remark when he's on the phone, because I don't think
well, he does that everywhere now, too.
But also, pardon me, is because The Apprentice was an NBC vehicle. He has ties with the Today Show. And I think
NBC.
Yeah. And I don't think that even if they try at this point, they can be fair, because he's part of the fabric of the show and has been for 10 years.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But that's a subject of the next episode of Political Persuasions. Coming
Excellent.
Soon. To the Moore Network. We'll take a break. When we come back, I have something on the Today Show that I'm going to give a compliment to. And that's
very rare. This is rare.
Yeah, especially rare when I talk about Jeff Rossin, but he helped me out. Maybe he'll help you out, because I'll pass it along to you, and we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it one week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. My time at TMOS is almost over, and I've been reflecting a lot on what I've learned. Rob has taught me how to read copy, Oscar taught me how to be myself on air, and Rofo has taught me to stay as far away from boys as possible. But while I've learned a lot, I'd like to think I've had some impact too. And I have to wonder, how is the show going to function when I'm gone? Who is going to replace me as intern number one? And who's going to get Oscar's grande latte with four Splendas? Will Adrian have to find a new intern to hit on over Facebook? And who will give Rob a sassy thumbs up every time we start the show? Even though I'm going to be gone, there are plenty of ways for me to stay in the know. I can hit up MichaelMaraShow.com, download the app, subscribe to the bonus show, and call into 888-920-MORE to keep up with the crew. And luckily, so can you. But don't worry, I'll be back.
That's wonderful.
She's great.
Thank you very much, Maddie. We love you. And welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. There's no one quite like mom. And with Mother's Day coming up, you need a great way to show your mom how much you appreciate her. Surprise her with something as unique as she is. Sherry's Berries. You know, Mac, they're a long-term advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I know that you've had several kitchen shouting match with your mother. And, yeah, screaming at her about the fact that you were going to school and you weren't going to school. And I really think, You know, is there a way you could pony up $19.99 to get your mother some delicious Sherry's Berries? Would she like them? I think she would probably love
them. Yes, I've given it to her before. Wonderful.
Hey, when you yell at her, do you stutter?
Maybe a little.
Okay.
I bought it this year.
Attaboy.
You bought it already?
I already bought it. It's
you did?
On Mother's Day, yes.
Good. Show me the receipt. Anyway, right now, get Sherry's Berries. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. I'm serious. Plus shipping. Or for just $10 more, you can get double the berries.
Double berries?
He has a history, Rob.
I know.
Twice the berries for only
$10
more.
Copy me on it, too, please.
A TMOS exclusive. Just go to berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. These are massive, delicious berries dipped in chocolate with all the goodies on them. Nuts, chocolate chips, signature Sherry's Berries swizzle. Mm. Here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Get the receipt, Mac. Or double your berries. Double them for $10 more. This is an exclusive offer only for our listeners when you use the TMOS code. Visit berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. BERRIES.com. Click the mic and TMOS. This is a limited time offer, and Mother's Day is next week,
yes.
So order right now.
Good time to do it. You know, Mike, I have used it before, and I used it this year. Yeah, that's it. I did it this year.
Well, I'd like
I bought it this year.
I'd like to know. I'm going to ask you on your parents' life, Mac. You told me the truth during that commercial.
Yes. I've given it to her every year for the last 4 years.
I believe him.
I believe him. I do.
Because you may be off the hook.
Well, Mike, he's getting jiggy with it, and he is off the hook. But I believe him because he's lazy, and it's so easy to do a great gift that way.
It
falls right into his wheelhouse.
Yep.
He lives on his computer, so this is a perfect thing for him. I bet he's not done a lot of greeting cards, but I bet he's delivered berries. That's what I
think. It could be a subject for Talking TMOS.
Oh, it'd be a great after-show topic. That's the show after the show, Mike.
That would be wonderful. When Rob and whoever's in the brick room take your phone call. That's the way that works. So, getting back to the Today Show.
Yeah, Jeff Rawson.
He does a lot of fluff stuff that really bothers me because it doesn't offer me anything.
When he's doing a thing like where how to beat drowning, when he did one piece where he was in a river and he was teaching us how to beat drowning, do you ever root against him?
Yeah, you want the current to take him.
Yeah, I was hoping. But
sweep him away downriver. It's like, I'm sorry, that was the last report filed by Jeff Ross. And he's kind of a smarmy little guy, but you know, he's their investigative guy. And, you know, if I was in journalism, that would be a fun gig to have. Because
oh, like
you're not
the cream gig, yeah.
You're informing, and they're fun stories, but also tough to generate. This one was as simple as it gets. It was about sunglasses. And
really?
The bit is this.
You have a history, you know.
I call it a bit. I have a tremendous history. I have, if I could get back the money I have spent over the years in sunglasses, I would be a very happy camper. I'd be able to go out to Las Vegas and have a really good weekend and throw it away that way.
And you, and also you leave a trail of sunglasses. You are not good about remembering to bring them, and you rebuy them so quickly.
I remember, I go back, this is how old I am, and a story I remember. I remember one of my first really good pairs of Revo sunglasses and leaving them on a jet airplane in that little pocket in the back seat. And would you like to know, I will give a shiny quarter
nice.
To the first person who can tell me the name of the airline. I left it on this airline. I remember it. It's the only thing I remember.
Okay, noodling
this
through, it has to be, by the nature of the story, an airline no longer in existence.
Precisely.
Is it People's Express?
It is not.
Oh, no,
I'm terribly
darn it.
Sorry.
Any other guesses?
Pan Am.
No, but that's a good guess. I'm sorry. That is incorrect, though. But Pan Am, I've flown Pan Am.
Trans World?
TWA, it is not TWA.
Oh, I miss TWA.
Think jet, and it was probably one of the earlier regional jets that they had.
Oh, man. Is it Frontier?
It is no.
Because Frontier is still alive.
They're still alive.
They're still alive,
says Bonnie.
I will give you another hint. I believe that Don and I did a promotion with a famous TV personality surrounding this airline.
I am drawing a blank, and I should not.
Do you know the TV personality I'm
talking
about?
Give me the TV personality.
McLean Stevenson.
The late McLean.
From MASH.
Yeah, the late McLean. Hello,
well,
Larry.
Late, like 20 years ago, he kicked.
Yeah. Is it, and it's a regional airline?
Begins with
Eastern.
No, it is not Eastern.
Oh.
Begins with a P.
Piedmont.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yes, it is. Piedmont Airlines. Left my sunglasses on Piedmont Airlines.
And you know what really
never
has,
got them back.
There's a facet to that story that we've not addressed.
Some now dead flight attendant on Piedmont Airlines has my glasses.
Well, that's and it. Someone who probably has a bad facial rash because you really shouldn't be putting your sunglasses in the pocket.
I put everything in the pocket.
Oh, the pocket has got to be just the worst.
Oh, I love to do that.
But
I like
do you know how many
I like
dirty
to take a
Kleenexes?
Homemade tuna sandwich and put it down in the pocket.
Oh, you know, because you know the stuff that you don't want to hold on to, you tuck in the pocket. That's
well,
bad.
No, if you have like a chicken salad sandwich and you put it all the way down to the bottom of the pocket, when you remove it, you've got a crispy crumb coating.
Crispy. Crispy. Yeah.
So Jeff Rosten's on the Today Show, and this is the tease for it. The tease is that he's going to do the sunglass test. And I'm
okay.
Like, all right, this one, now I'm watching. And the gist of it was Jeff Rosten rolls out to drugstores, souvenir shops, average places where you buy sunglasses at $10 or under,
right,
like you see in the drugstore,
mm-hmm,
and he
Foster
compares
Grants,
those.
Mike.
He compares those to the 2, 3, 4. You know, sunglasses can be $600.
Absolutely.
So, and he goes out to a lab, and what I liked about it is you saw that. I think he was in New York where mm-hmm. he picked up, you know, those crappy little souvenir shops they have all over Manhattan.
Yeah.
He picked up some sunglasses there. He went to drugstores to get them. And then he went to the high end and got the like the Dolce Gabbanas,
yes,
the Ray-Bans, and he got all these. And he takes them, puts them in his Jeff Rosten suitcase, flies out, I believe, to Los Angeles. Or it might have been Miami, but I think it was Los Angeles,
mm-hmm,
where they have a testing lab that tests the actual UV protection that you get from the sun. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is simple.
Yeah.
He's doing legwork that the American consumer wouldn't do. And because I don't trust the Today Show, I'm getting ready for the big fall where they're going to say something like, and the fact is that when you spend $350 for sunglasses, you're really getting a value. And the truth was that all the cheapos,
yeah,
matched up with the exact same amount of ultraviolet protection that that you got with the expensive ones. So
really?
And I mean, all of them, all the ones that he brought to this lab showed you that if you buy a $10 pair of sunglasses that have the UV protection,
sure,
sticker on them, that the odds are you're going to get for $9.50 the same kind of sunglasses. And by the way, the plastic around the edges, they're all plastic.
Right.
And they all look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And no one on the street. He did another thing, a man on the street, where he tested these sunglasses, and no one could really tell the difference between the expensive sunglasses and the cheap ones. And I say to Mr. Jeff Rosten, I say bravo to you, sir. Bravo
good
to
piece.
You.
A good
I thought
piece.
It was fantastic.
Now, here's the thing. Where do you weigh in on polarized sunglasses?
Well, see, that's where it goes into the light and goes into the light room and
did
changes.
Did he mention that?
No, because I think that ultimately what you want with a pair of sunglasses is you want the UV protection. What are you doing?
I'm finding a record that we're going to go into commercials
with. Oh, okay. I was just kind of curious.
No, we're good. We're good.
You know, you start waving that meaty hand around.
You have, you know what? You did this yesterday too. I don't mean to distract you when I do it. I just,
I was like, I feel like I'm looking at like a Kodiak bear that's great. That's like pawing a piece of salmon that he got out of one of the Alaskan rivers.
For anyone who is watching the live stream, I'm doing my impression of the Revenant right now.
exactly what it looks like. So that was, you know, what I liked about it. It was simple. It was valuable. And I will never, and I mean this, because of Jeff Rawson and that piece, I will never, he's got quite the meat hook, doesn't he, Tony? I will never buy in, only if they're an advertiser.
That's right.
I will never buy the, I will never buy out of like the mall sunglass store when you can go in and, you know, I'll give them a plug. They're not an advertiser.
Right.
But you go into a Bass Pro Shops and they got racks and racks and racks of these like $9, $19 sunglasses. And the frames look exactly the same. And, you know, that's why.
And I bet those are polarized because what happens is when you're on the water, you want the polarization because it cuts out, I believe, the vertical or the horizontal waves of light.
Yeah, the horizontal glare.
And so it takes off the glare. And I like polarized glasses because you can see that stuff in windshields.
Well, when but polarized is, I think, a different animal. This was UV. And,
okay.
Polarized to me gets it's a sticky wicket.
Okay. All
I don't want to go down the polarized because it's taking away from the great job done by Jeff Rawson. And I was so excited that I went out and bought myself a pair of sunglasses yesterday, a cheap pair. And for some reason, Mrs. O'Mara says they're too feminine.
Really? Let me see.
Yeah. All right. I'll try them on right now.
Oh. Oh, my.
I don't know.
Wow.
I said, these to me have a masculine quality.
Yes, they do. Mike, it looks like a butterfly has just landed on the bridge of your nose. It reminds me that Turner Classic Movies did a tribute last night to Sophia Loren.
They are very
so
comfortable.
I think you look gorgeous, Jackie.
They are very, very comfortable. I enjoy these. I might keep these on for the... Thanks, yeah. Get a screenshot of that. This is wonderful. Yeah. Hi there. Really, whenever I put sunglasses on...
Yes.
Good choice in tunes. somehow I want to do my Stevie Wonder impression. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to talk to Rob Spiewak, who wants to discuss Saturday Night Live.
Boo.
Because this is going to be the all-NBC show today. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Moms have always been the experts on everything. There's not a day that goes by where I don't think of my beautiful mom, and I miss her. You know, I relied on her for so many things, and you know you do. The only thing you can't get mom's expert advice on, and this is the truth with my entire life, is Mother's Day or gifts, because mom would always say, my mom was like, I don't need anything, dear. You know, don't buy it. It's a good thing to do to get your mom something for Mother's Day. How about Pro Flowers?
I did it yesterday.
You can get mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for only $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. I used to love sending my mom the flowers because, you know, especially when they're in a situation where they get older and they have all their friends coming by going, hello, dear. The flowers rock because they show them off. And women show flowers off. If
they
that's a sexist term, I don't care. They love getting flowers because you share them with everybody. Pro flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Your money back if you don't like that. Guesswork is out. You don't have to worry about it. Just choose the delivery date, and Pro Flowers takes care of it, all of it. Perfect for moms, wives, and don't forget grandma. Here's the only way to get 100 blooms with a free glass vase starting at just $19.99. Hit up proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone on the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Remember, proflowers.com. Click the microphone and type TMOS. Remember, Mother's Day is next week. Order today. This offer expires Friday at midnight. That's tonight.
Yeah, get it in.
So
and
please,
yesterday, it took me about 70 seconds to ensure the fact that my mother will have flowers on the Saturday before Mother's Day, and you look like the best kid ever. It's so easy. And
it's really a good deal.
Great way to do it.
We love them, and they've been loyal sponsors of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we appreciate that. And let me know if you send your mom flowers on Mother's Day. Time to talk a little more television here because Rob Spiewak's got to be very, very excited because not only I know you want to talk about Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
But the big story that broke yesterday is that they are actually bringing your favorite television show.
My favorite back game to show of all times. Yes.
Match
absolutely.
Game. The Match Game.
Remember?
Get ready to match the stars.
Beautiful.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Here they are. Yes.
Brett Somers.
Right. I'll be honest. I am just about as excited as you are about this because.
Oh, but you see. I'm not excited.
You don't think Alec Baldwin is a good choice to
host? No, I don't like the stunt casting. He's an actor. He doesn't belong there. It's about the panel. The Match Game has always been about the panel.
Well, right. What if the panel is good, too? I think Alec Baldwin would be fantastic. He's got the angry edge. That's what I love.
The thing about Gene Rayburn, and I forget who said
Rob,
it yesterday.
He's dead.
I know, but Mike, but here's
he's
the
not coming back to life. He's dead, but, dead, dead, Sal.
And that's what killed him.
Rob and I are quoting from the movie Fatso.
It doesn't take long to get there.
We do a show together. There's probably at least one Fatso reference in that. He's dead, 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 Sal, and he's not coming back.
I left the middle nice and soft so you can dip your bread.
You love bread. I like bread.
What about some of that nice apricot jam?
No. Anyway.
No,
I thought you'd
Rayburn, love this. I love that they're bringing it back, but they're not really committing to it. It's going to be a Sunday night summer fill-in.
Okay.
I hope they don't make it all. And I think they're also bringing back Pyramid. ABC is doing an hour block.
It's another great game show.
Pyramid, though. Also a wonderful constructed game show.
Was Rayburn a disc jockey?
Yeah, he used to do mornings on NEW.
The background for game show hosts, before they started novelty casting,
right?
It was the legitimate stop for older disc jockeys, mm-hmm. that were done with their radio careers, that were making the transition into television. And
they mined it in Los Angeles.
Tom Kennedy, Jim Lang, mm-hmm. Bob Eubanks.
All of them were disc jockeys.
They were DJs.
Right.
And then by the time my career began, they had removed DJs, and the prerequisite was for DJs to be horrendously non-photogenic. That's the way that went down. Unless you're Ryan Seacrest, who, by the way, would be a truly awesome casting for Live with Kelly. If they did that, they will resurrect that show.
You know what? He would be better than Baldwin hosting the Match Game. Because what you need is a DJ sensibility of staying out of the way. Someone on Facebook yesterday said that Rayburn was a wonderful ringmaster, and that's what you have
Rayburn
to be.
But Rayburn had the edge.
He had an edge. But he's not.
Wouldn't have the edge.
I think he could do it. I do think he could do it.
I think Alec Baldwin would bring
Seacrest ahead
that
of Billy
nastiness.
Bush.
That and Billy Bush is coming back to the Today Show. A lot of moves this time of year.
I
don't know. We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. I think. But what concerns me, it's not going to be a permanent weekly show.
It's
or
a summer.
Like that.
It's a summer Sunday night thing. The impression I got is that they're going to make an hour with Pyramid. And I don't know how Pyramid will do in the primetime thing. It's just game shows, they keep trying to put them in primetime because they're cheap. They're very cheap to produce.
They're
one
fun,
set,
too.
And you know, even with big cash prizes, you don't really have to hire writers or anything. So they're cheap to produce, and they did it pretty well with Millionaire, which is 15 years ago now?
Right.
And then they always try to bring it back. They had one on NBC about 4 years ago that was going on 24 hours a day. They always have a new gimmick. And now they're doing this classic reboot of Match Game. And I like Alec Baldwin. He's a great talk show guest, and he's wonderful on Saturday Night Live. Because
off the cuff.
He makes fun of himself.
Right.
But in making fun of yourself, you're still making it kind of about you. Yeah. And I hope that is what he doesn't bring to the Match Game.
Two things that'll make it a success. I think if they get that panel you talk about.
It's got to be a good panel.
A quirky, by the way, you know, to be honest, if you want somebody to really add a spark to that, you don't hear his name that often. Call Andy Dick.
Oh, my God.
Call
he'd be
Andy
great.
Dick. Get Andy Dick mm-hmm. on the phone.
You know
and,
who else?
By the way, my favorite name in show business, too. You want to make that show sizzle? Call Andy Dick.
If you can't
That's
get
what
Dick,
you
Mike, you know who else would be good? Who would you put on the panels? I mean, aside
All
from
right.
Andy Dick.
Well, here's the thing about Andy Dick. The only guy that's going to give you that Charles Nelson Reilly kind of borderline sexually ambiguous vibe.
Yeah.
And really not ambiguous.
I was
going to
say, and really not borderline.
Not borderline at all. You get Andy Dick, or you bring back schmaltzy celebrities. You call Richard Simmons.
Yes,
and
he'd
have
be good.
Richard Simmons come back. You get Chelsea Handler.
She'd be
you
very
get
good.
Sarah Silverman.
You
she
know who
would
I'd
be
love
fantastic.
To see up there is Nathan Lane.
I think Nathan Lane would be spectacular.
He should be bottom center. He should be bottom
Are
center.
Are you and I gay? That's
no.
The question
but,
I
mean,
ask
but what
right
you
now.
Here's and let me explain why we're on this thought process.
Listen to how good I am at getting the panelists. You too. Nathan Lane is a fantastic idea.
The thing is that you and I are imagining the original panel and we're trying to find modern day equivalents.
Right.
So
right.
We need someone that is sort of a sexy, cool Richard Dawson. Could we get to be Dawson?
How about the corpse of Fanny Flagg?
Oh, Mike, too.
Is she still with us? Is Fanny Flagg dead?
I think we might have
She's
just lost
dead,
her.
dead, Sal.
She wrote Fried Green Tomatoes, She's closed dead. Her eyes, and passed.
All right, so the Richard Dawson, so a Brit, Piers Morgan.
He would be great.
Piers Morgan. Mm-hmm. Am I doing pretty well?
You're doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Now you need sort of, and the bottom left, you need sort of a
piece
dizzy,
of ass.
Dizzy broad piece of ass.
All right.
But it has to be a dizzy broad because that
get Pamela Anderson. Get Pamela Anderson.
Oh, Pamela Anderson 10 years ago, maybe,
yeah,
but
you're
not
right.
Pamela
She's
Anderson
not hot enough.
Now.
Yeah, you can't do
How
that.
How about Kate Upton?
No, I don't
because
like
that. Because the bottom left has got to be someone who's going to take an obvious answer and never get it. Because
yeah.
that's sort of the X factor that you would put there. It
they
could
have
be a
to
sitcom
have,
actress.
But they have to have the hot factor. And Sarah Silverman is not so – she's hot for a comedian, but she's not the hot factor that you need. But you
she's
have to have
angry.
Someone,
she's top center. She's Brett Summers.
Top center. I mean, I'm trying to think. All right, the piece of ass who you would put in there that would be
I got it. I got
funny
it.
As well.
The girl from across the hall on what's the Big Bang Theory. That girl from Big Bang Theory
yeah,
would be good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're
because,
right.
You know,
I
mean, if we're typecasting, then you need a character actress on the bottom right. That's where Fanny Flagg would sit.
Melissa McCarthy.
Reinforce too, the floors.
She's too big, though. She's too big a star. And I don't mean she's too big.
Literally.
I don't mean she's too big, big. She's too big a star right now, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think you
but
do
you know
that
what? Before. No, because on the grand scheme of things, Alec Baldwin is a bigger star than her. So
not
if they have Alec Baldwin.
No, he's not. Not currently. He's not
really,
as hot as
all
she's.
Told?
No. No, maybe. Well, if you're talking lifetime achievement.
Sure.
Maybe. But I'm talking about who's hot now. Melissa McCarthy's still, you know, doing feature films.
Okay.
So that would be very difficult.
So you
You'd
need
have to
someone.
Get a second tier. Right
you know
there.
Who
you
would be good?
Roseanne. You could bring Roseanne back.
Yeah.
Bring Roseanne back.
Okay, she'd
she
be good.
Would work.
Now, for the top left. The first one they go to when they go to the panel, right? That's your David Doyle. That's your Radar O'Reilly, Gary Berghoff.
Yeah. Okay,
so you
we
need
can do
some,
better than that.
Yeah, but so you need some sort of moderately popular vanilla person up there.
You could get, and he can be
I got
somebody.
It. I got oh. it. Steve Harvey would be great.
No, but no. Steve Harvey's overexposed, for Christ's sake. I'm not giving him another gig.
But he's
I'm not
you know
giving
what?
Steve
he would
Harvey.
Be...
He's got all the money, and I don't want to give him
and
any
you
more.
You know what? He'd actually
know?
Be a better host than Baldwin.
No,
I know
see,
he's overexposed,
he's
but he knows
on
what
a
he's
feud.
Doing.
Oh, come on, forget it. All right, all right.
Forget it already.
No, I'm tired of talking about it. Anyway, that's let's move on to Saturday Night Live. How are they going to reach?
They're
going to
fix
Night
it
Live?
Because no, you know what? You never hear. You never hear. Oh my God, Saturday Night Live was so great. I don't think they've done a good episode in two seasons. They've had some good moments, but they haven't done a good episode. So next year, when they come back in the fall, Lorne Michaels has announced they're going to cut their ads by 30%. They're removing 30% of the commercial load out of Saturday Night Live, and
Doesn't
they
matter.
Say that'll fix it. And I say it won't do a
it.
Damn thing.
It's
yeah, it's going to hurt because they're not going to get any money anymore.
Well, no, it's going to hurt it because they, if they were so scary good that you know you wanted more of Saturday Night Live, they're not so scary good. And now you're taking what is a crappy show and you're expanding on something that is bad, and I just don't think that's going to work. I think that show, you know, for so long, that show was must-see television.
Yes.
Where you really, really
you
wanted to
it.
See it. They stopped writing endings 15 years ago, so they don't have really...
No, the
and you'll get the you'll get the, you know, incredible sketch once in a blue moon, but by putting it more, here's what you're going to have happen. You're not going to have more sketches. You're going to have sketches go longer and meander. And how many of those have we seen in the last 10 years anyway,
right.
where they roll on and on and on? I really, I can't tell you because it's an extraordinarily difficult thing to do that. And I respect the actors and the talent they have there. I really do.
I love
That's
the institution. I love the fact that there is still a live television show that happens, you know, and for the same reason, a show that I don't watch, I respect Dancing with the Stars because they put on a tremendous amount of live content.
You are an old queen. No, you're Andy Dick.
No, no, I don't watch it. I don't watch it, but I love the notion of...
Where are we talking about Saturday Night Live and suddenly you're on Dancing with the Stars?
Because it's
what?
It's the other big live television show.
But it's nothing. Come on, it's just a bunch of... has been celebrities cutting a rug and then they bring a video camera into a dance studio and go, oh, my thighs hurt.
I'm just saying that live television is something that the industry was built on and it barely exists anymore. So yeah. I love the fact that Saturday Night Live is still done live. It's an exciting aspect to a very mediocre show.
We've talked about it a long time. I think expanding this, taking more commercials out and allowing these sketches to ramble is not the solution. The solution, I think, is to, I know this is going to sound self-serving, but bring back some more of the actors that can do impressions.
Yep, you're
you
right.
Don't look what they make their hay on. They make their hay on the political. Kate McKinnon doing Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You get Daryl Hammond doing Bill Clinton. You know, you bring these people back. And
the only high point this year has been getting Larry David to do Bernie Sanders.
That's hysterical. But you bring somebody in. Look, I like Jay Farrow, but Jay Farrow never really blossomed as far as
I had high
creating
hopes for
something.
Him. I had high hopes for him. I thought he was pretty good.
I interviewed him. We had him in studio. And, he's a really, really nice guy. I just think when you get somebody along the lines of a Dana Carvey.
Right.
Dana Carvey did not do the first President Bush. He did a characterization of the first President Bush that stood on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made that funny. And he could do not just impressions. He could do just really out there whack job characters, and I root for the show. The reason I know people say you and I obsess over Saturday Night Live is because there's not much like it on TV still,
right?
And I wish for it to change. I'm afraid that it's probably not going to change while Lorne Michaels is at the helm.
For someone who came in and invented that format, and he was young and hungry, 42 years ago, he's old now, and he's become what he is. Always been an opponent of. One of his famous quotes is, "We are not the Carol Burnett show." I mean, that was how he sort of built the whole notion. Well, it's kind of become the Carol Burnett show.
It's because it comes with age.
What he says, actually, he brought him up. Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels said in a statement, he hopes the new strategy will make it easier for viewers to watch the show live. The new plan means fewer commercial interruptions for the approximately 6.4 million people who watch Saturday Night Live. And especially when the show is heading into the presidential election this fall, and they say that's going to be what they really want to make their hay on. So,
we'll see what happens, but I still drop by. You watch it a lot more than I do now.
Yeah.
It's sad, but I root for him. Believe it or not, we might
I do
tear
too.
It down all
I mean,
the time.
That's why it gets every episode finds its way into my DVR. I don't usually watch it until Sunday, but I think you're right about the impressions, and I think what they need to do is they also need to get away from stunt casting. When they have someone walk in and use them over and over again, that's one medium laugh.
Stunt casting, you've now referred to it on two separate shows. That's your new term of the day.
That is.
Stunt casting.
Mm-hmm. You know? It does.
That's not like short people, is it?
No. And Mike, it's little
stunt,
people.
Stunt casting.
Well, they did have Peter Dinklage.
Get us Danny DeVito on the line right now. It's stunt casting.
We lost Mickey Rooney. Get Dinklage back on the phone.
Peter Dinklage, stunt casting. Although, Peter Dinklage, one of the last things I laughed at was the thing where naked celebrities Naked and Afraid.
That was great.
That wonderful bit that they did with the lady, nobody knows her name. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to say regarding Prince, please just get it over with. I don't really want to hear about the sisters and the brothers fighting over his money, but I am curious, just once and for all, I'd like the toxicology report or whatever it is with Prince. For all of us that are massive fans, and for God's sakes, we did a whole show on Prince.
Right.
Just get that over with.
That's
what
nice.
The f***? With really, just get it out for once and for all. I have read everything from suicide to AIDS.
I've read that.
To cocaine, to heroin, to prescription medications. Let's just get it out there. I want to know I really do, because I'm just that celebrity curiosity, but I want it to be over so we can look back on Prince and focus on his music again. I really believe
that. If for some reason they sealed the results and they were never revealed, would it kill you? Because at this point, you know
It would not. It would not, but they're not going to do that.
So no, I know
that. If they're going to drag it out anymore, just get the word out so we know once and for all. And it does suck. And when you're hearing about siblings walking out of meetings because the money, that's going to happen no matter what. I don't care about that. I'd like to know once and for all what killed him, and then we can move on and still celebrate his music. And as much as we do that, I will tell you, radio stations that are all Prince still, you're pushing the envelope, okay?
Yeah,
sorry,
I
have to say that. He had a lot of hits, but you're pushing the envelope just a little bit.
Mike, what I hear is they're going to stay all Prince until October 20th.
And all then Christmas,
and then
go all Christmas.
Yes.
There we go. All right. We'll take a break, everybody. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Today's conspiracy theorist, Mike, is the popular young man known as Alex Jones. Are you familiar with his work?
Oh, this guy's a big-time
Yep. Metric scientific mathematical algorithm of tyranny that is extremely sophisticated, that can even predict the future. We know what we're talking about.
I'm using big words. The essential discontinuity of the explicit differentiation, explicit function of approximation of differentials is causing this entire thing to be a cylindrical shell game. Are you saying you don't understand what's happening here?
I don't.
If you don't understand what's happening here, you are not paying attention to the parametric integral formula.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. All is available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You know, I got to tell a story about Blue Apron.
Yes.
Mrs. O'Mara was away for 10 days, held off on our delivery of Blue Apron, and it's coming to the house today. We look forward to our Blue Apron delivery in the O'Mara household like no other family. We get so excited because Blue Apron allows Carla to cook food for real and go into her kitchen, and she shares those wonderful recipes on Facebook with you. They make it easy. They give you the protein. They give you the seasonings. They give you the instructions, and they give you everything you need to make an amazing meal in 40 minutes or less. And so when the Blue Apron package arrives on our doorstep, it really is like we're getting a gift. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze. How about pan-roasted chicken with laquinato kale? I hope I got that. It might be lacinato kale. And blue potato hash or a kale Caesar salad with soft-boiled eggs and quinoa. I got quinoa, didn't I? Did I get quinoa?
It's a quinoa.
I think it's quino.
Quino? No, that's at a casino.
It was quino. Well, you know what? You're going to learn about these things because you're going to cook with them. We're cooking with ingredients we've never used before, and learning has never been more delicious. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion, tasty and delicious. Right now, you can get your first two meals free. This is a great deal.
It is.
By going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, ladies and gentlemen, is a better way to cook.
News.
It's probably impossible to count how many women have fantasized about sharing a bed with John Stamos.
Oh.
Really?
Well, they do. I mean, he's a heartthrob.
Even Carrie. He's one of hers.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fact.
Do you watch Grandfathered?
No, I don't. I don't watch it.
She says, "Oh, he looks so good in his glasses." I said, "Carrie's like 80 now. Leave it."
All right. Well, they probably still fantasize. I mean, you know, you can look at the guy and understand that.
Yeah.
But maybe it wouldn't be the night of unbridled passion you'd expect. During an Australian radio interview, he was asked if he has any sexual tricks in his bag.
Oh dear.
Hey.
And he said, quote, "I have the Stamos Straddler." Said he does that sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Not sure what that is. You know, I do think I know what that might be.
Really?
Yeah, it might be involved the chin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On his victim.
Yeah, he's got a very strong jawline.
But he said, quote, "I'm a cuddler guy." Well,
that's the
company line. That's where I really excel.
Yeah.
I like a good cuddle. Yeah, ladies, you're going to love that one. I think the Stamos Straddler would be, I wish this was the bonus show, but I truly believe that would be straddling her upper torso.
I understand.
And presenting her with his bounty. That's right. That's what I think it sounds like to me. I could be totally wrong.
Give every woman the look of a cleft chin. I know that.
Sylvester Stallone will play a mob boss in an upcoming mafia show called Omerta. It's based on a novel of the same name, which is the third book in a trilogy written by Mario Puzo.
Okay, Godfather guy.
The first two are The Godfather and The Last Don, so this is, you know, some good background on this. This is Stallone's first time doing a scripted TV show. They do not have a network attached to it yet, but it should attract some attention. The plan is to shoot a pilot this summer, and in the meantime, they'll shop it to cable networks and streaming services. I think Sylvester Stallone will work with this.
I do too.
You know, I think that he's old enough, and you can mumble your way through being a mafia don and get away with it completely. I'm so I think there's potential.
Pleased to know that it's not attached to one of the big three networks, because, you know, or big four now. That wouldn't work on broadcast television.
No, they'll water it down.
Yeah, but if you put it on a cable network, then you've got something.
Hello, Netflix. This is good for the environment and our gluttony, so it is a huge win-win.
Good.
I'm just sorry it's not down in the D.C. area. Vinny's Pizzeria in Brooklyn, New York, just invented a new way to deliver pizza. Instead of putting your pizza in a cardboard box, they put your pizza inside a box made out of pizza.
Hey! Yeah. That's terrific.
So what you want to picture is a giant sheet of pizza dough folded in half and cooked. You can eat. I don't know. No,
it's a floor wax, you cow.
There's a no word yet on how much it costs to get your pizza in the pizza box, but that's their latest gimmick along with the stuffed crust.
This box is so hot.
It would seem to me that if you put pizza in a pizza box made out of pizza,
right,
you would get the griblies from sitting on the delivery driver's seat,
yeah,
or if you're putting it on the counter. But that's all a wash that if you go on a Piedmont Airlines jet and put the box in that pocket,
good callback,
with the crumbs down and the nasties,
and you get home there, and your wife says, why is there tomato sauce on your sunglasses?
Yes, it's delicious. yeah it all comes together. A group called the Language Creation Society is suing Paramount Pictures in federal court over its copyright of the Klingon language from the television series Star Trek.
Oh, my God.
Here is Mac. You, this might be for you.
I'm not a Star Trek fan.
You're not?
No.
Okay, sorry.
I don't speak that language.
They are arguing that it is a real language. Okay, there's a problem all right there. And therefore, it is not subject to copyright. The suit was filed by Mark Randazza and the Language Creation Society. They argue that while Paramount Pictures created Klingon, the language has taken on a life of its own.
I love created languages. That really shows that they have plenty of time on their hands.
A group called the Language Creation Society claims in U.S. federal court that Paramount lacks the Yab Bang Chut, or mind property law, necessary to sue. I assume the yab bang chut is Klingon.
I believe, right? So yeah,
that's a mind property law necessary to claim copyright over the Klingon language. He wrote in its brief description, according to the Hollywood Reporter, the issue had previously been brought up. Of course it had.
Yeah,
in a lawsuit between Paramount Pictures and CBS over a crowdfunded Star Trek fan film that made use of the language. Paramount countered CBS's claim that Klingon was not copyrightable as a useful system by arguing that the language was entirely fictitious and did not have a practical use. You think?
I think many of the people involved in the lawsuit actually have Klingons.
Well, the fact is, they say, Paramount says that, you know, it is fictitious and that there is no real use for it, much like all the folks who attend Star Trek conventions, the way I look at that. And now a little something-something, boys. On April 24th, police observed a white Jeep with its lights on parked in a handicap spot on Walnut Hills Drive. I don't know where Walnut Hills Drive is, though. I'm Jeff Rawson. I'm sorry. I'm Tom Costello. The officer approached the Jeep and found a naked woman and half-naked man passed
nice
out in the passenger seat. When asked why he was parked, it's in California. Huh. The Lodi man said, when the mood hits.
What a guy. What a good
the man,
guy.
Shocker, smelled like alcohol. After failing a field sobriety test, the man was arrested for drunken driving. At first, he refused to get in the squad car. As for his female friend, she was still naked and periodically yelling at police. After finally getting dressed, the woman refused to disclose her name. So I think the alcohol was coursing through her veins.
Sure, sure.
And she was a bit of a problem. She was arrested. While in the police car, she banged her head on the window. I've seen that on Cops.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
they do the little sure. head bang on there. The driver was cited for trespassing and open container. Both were charged with resisting an officer and being fabulous. Am I right, ladies? We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. Last one of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Do you like Oscar Santana?
I do.
Worry he might be too misogynistic? Then check out The Rob and Joe Show with noted feminist Joe Robinson. Listen to Joe's opinion on the importance of young girls to have a positive body image.
I'm sure that in most high schools, the cheerleaders are under two bills. I'm sure they don't have to order special uniforms like they did for these cheerleaders I saw. I really don't want to talk about it. I think that's mean.
Get Joe's take on equality in the bedroom.
The problem is I want to get a canopy bed because, you know, I like to tie chicks up and I'm going to be single again, right?
Hear Joe's analysis on the perils of prostitution.
Propositioning my girlfriend for a threesome with him and his wife. Now, I'm not offended by that. I'm offended by the idea that he tried to give her $40.
You can listen to The Rob and Joe Show weekly at MikeO'MaraShow.com or on demand on the TMOS app.
In order to date me, you need to be a whore. That's what I said.
That's a good way to pick up whores.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I think you can tell by that promo, Joe does some of his shows in studio and some of them from a Texaco restroom.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by Touch of Modern. Are you getting ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind, all while getting the best prices on the web? TouchOfModern.com has all the latest trends across fashion, tech, and decor, and they've got the best prices anywhere. TouchOfModern.com, go there right now. Touch of Modern will connect you directly with top designers with timeless and truly unique products. I was looking at watches all day yesterday afternoon.
You love watches, man.
Well, I love the sales they offer at Touch of Modern, and the thing about it is they've got such a wide variety, mm-hmm. any watch you could possibly want. I love the watches there, but they've got a million other things besides watches. They're always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected. They scour the globe for these unique design-focused products, and they elevate your style. They've got everything there. If you want to check it out, it's touchofmodern.com, and with loads of new sales literally launching every day, Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, April 29, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
We get promos submitted by listeners a lot of times, and they're great. I love it. I think it's some, even when you have the compromised audio, because I know you guys don't have pro mixing capabilities.
I love it, and I keep them coming. It's really a lot of fun, and we get a big kick out of them. Some of them make it onto the show. It's
this
great.
This is not so much a promo as just a produced piece, and I really wanted to spotlight it in the audio vault, but it doesn't work as a promo. This is by a guy named Johnny Dollar.
Okay, very good.
And I don't know if that's his real name or not, but it's called Beastly Hosts.
Glass Tenbury, Connecticut, 1959. Mike O'Meara is born. Also this year, Simon Cowell and Hugh Laurie, all prominent figures in their profession, all hot heads. Robert Wadham Spiewak, born 1971, also this year. Corey Feldman and Snoop Dogg. Like his fellow celebs, Rob loves music but has trouble leaving the house. He spends his time, home, alone, on Facebook, listening to records, not a care in the world. Fast forward to 1978, Oscar Santana left his mother's womb ready to take on the world like a test tube baby. Also born this year, James Franco and Ashton Kutcher. Like his celeb bros, he was born to succeed, to be demanding, to keep it tight. Present day. These beastly men have joined together on a podcast designed to please the masses. Open your ears, open your eyes, open your mind. Welcome, friends, to the Mike O'Mara Show.
And there's
That's
more.
Right. It is the Mike O'Meara Show and Shop Amazon's Rude Site.
That's it.
Nice.
Thank you, Johnny Dollar.
Here's the thing. Doesn't have to be slap nuts. It's fantastic. It's creative.
I love it.
I welcome it. Bring it to us.
Send
love
them
that.
All.
It's interactive and it's delightful. Well done. I love that stuff.
Amy Schumer's show is back, Inside Amy Schumer. And although she did not have
Coming down here, Rob. Coming to Germain Arena.
I would go see
10
her.
10 minutes from my... I think Carl and I are going to go to the
should.
Show.
She did a great piece. You know, although her movie was not a huge success, it had its moments, but she's back on her TV show and she did a razor sharp parody last night of not just the Home Shopping Network, but she also addresses gun control. Okay. So she and a guy are doing a Home Shopping Network thing and they're selling guns.
And now here is what's great about this. Now, pretty much anyone can purchase this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
It's fun. I love this.
Hey, lady, give me all your money and your makeup.
Oh my God, so fun, and it's on sale now. Call in. Oh, we got a call.
Oh, caller.
Hey, did I miss the Steve Irwin coins?
Oh, yeah, you did.
You sure did, honey, but that's okay.
You want a gun?
Oh, no, I could never get a gun. I have several violent felonies.
Oh, no.
Caller, you bite your tongue, you silly goose. You can absolutely get a gun if you have several felonies, as long as you buy it on the internet or at a gun show. And caller, guess where you are right now? You're at a gun show.
Yes, if you go to a gun show, you can get an unlicensed seller to sell you a gun. No questiones asked.
That's right. Not one question for you, caller.
Great. I'll get one for me and my mouthy wife.
Ooh, one's for your wife.
In a way.
But yeah, that is one that you should put in your DVR, Mike. I love her show. There is one Slap Nuts funny sketch every week at
think
least.
Mrs. O'Meara and I are going to pop for the tickets and go see Amy Schumer down here in South Florida if I'm ambulatory.
Well, you know what, Mike? You might get a really good parking spot.
Looking forward
to it. One up front. Big yogurt. Big news from Big Yogurt. Do you ever buy the Chobani yogurt? It's a Greek yogurt.
I have seen Chobani and I've eaten Chobani. Yeah,
it's excellent. It started as a small company and it's about to go public. And when it did, the guy who founded it, his name is Hamdi Yulakaya, gave 10% of the stock to his employees. That means that people that have been with the company a little while are going to probably realize about $100,000. And people that were with him when it started are going to get in the neighborhood of $1.4 million. He just gave it to them. And here's the founder of Chobani Yogurt discussing what he did. It was a total surprise to everyone. They just said thought he was a good guy all along, but they didn't know he was this generous.
We used to work together. Now we are partners. You know, it's been my dream. I'd like to get back to them and say, you and this community and this country has been so great to us, and I'd like to return that favor back to you.
He's an immigrant, and he came and he started a yogurt company, and I love that so much that if you're looking at your Columbos or your Yoplait's, think Chobani, because it looks like it's a really well-run company.
Do you ever wonder, really? No, I'm not going to get all Bernie on you, but the fact is, what if more CEOs pulled that kind of stuff?
I know.
It really wouldn't affect them that badly, and it would be pretty amazing for people. And
you know what? I mean, I'm sure he has a great staff already. You want to talk about a staff that's going to be loyal to that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
terrific. Because he realizes that they're real people.
Absolutely.
Another real person is Jennifer Lopez. And Mike, you're always after me. It's Rob. Can you please find tape of Jennifer Lopez reciting the lyrics to Baby Got Back? And
Baby
I say, you know what? Finally, Mike, yes, you've been a good boy this week.
This will turn me on.
Here's your lyrics.
To the beanpole dames in the magazines, you ain't a thing, Miss Thing. Yeah. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Yeah. Some knucklehead tried to diss, because his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit them, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round, and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT. And kick your nasty thoughts. Baby Got Back.
I love how it sounds like she's in a coffee shop. And you should end with like snapping.
There's comedy and there's sex there. I like that.
I like that. And Mike, we close with this for the week. Be careful. You're a tea drinker, right?
Yeah. I got it right here.
Be very careful.
My Tazo right here.
Be careful with your tea, man.
CVS Pharmacy has recalled some herbal teas that might be infected with the Salmonella virus. Herbal teas with the Salmonella virus. Yeah. So whatever you do, don't drink the tea called Permanent Sleepy Time. The cover is a dead bear in pajamas.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag that we read on Thursday, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. And we have a phone line that's open for you at all times. We tape usually about 9 o'clock Eastern time, and our phone number is 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. For Rob Spiewak, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, our guy Mac, and our guy Diego, yay, Mike O'Mara saying, have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.